T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mike Silver. Mike, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Mueller in Pittsburgh. How are you?
Dude, that's an intro. I like that. You can keep going if you want. Just keep talking. I love that.
Well, I meant it all, Mike, of the talk to you. So we referenced what you wrote on Aiyuk a couple days ago. Give us kind of the update as things stand right now on the 49ers wide receiver, if you could.
Okay, so first of all, a disclaimer. I'm not one of those, oh my God, the cap people. Like, the cap can be manipulated. Like, it's all doable. But if you're the 49ers, you have one more year of this incredible gift, which is Brock Purdy on a rookie deal. In fact, the worst possible rookie deal, given the draft slotting for him. You have this gift where your franchise quarterback is drastically underpaid as per the terms of the 2011 collective bargaining. So you have all these other veteran stars that you are paying and can pay around him, and that's awesome. So really for 2024, they can be all in and they can keep paying everybody, including Brandon Aiyuk. He's a homegrown guy. They drafted him. They developed him. He matured. He got better. Was a second team All-Pro last year. And so in theory, they would love to kick the can, and he is on the fifth year option. He would not be thrilled with that eventuality, but they could just say, tough, you don't have that many options. They could pay him. If they do so, I think you're looking at a year from now deciding who you're getting rid of, and they pay a lot of people. They're paying another receiver in Debo Samuel, top of market, George Kittle, top of market at tight end. Fullback Kyle Juszczyk took a little less this year, but is top of market for a fullback. Running back Christian McCaffrey, top of market, and then Purdy will be. So, and left tackle, by the way, Trent Williams.
Yep.
So that's just on offense. So, you know, if you think that the number is going to be pretty high, and I'm told that Aiyuk is looking, you know, into the somewhere between 25 and 30 annual average, which is high, and with Jefferson and Chase looming, that's going to probably seem right to him. And you think you're going to choose maybe Debo and Kittle over him, and it's time to maybe get a rookie receiver. That's one way of thinking. So they're just kind of assessing, I think, looking at value. It's a receiver-rich draft. Who's there? Who would be there on the clock if they got offered something for him, and would that be the best course of action, all things considered? I think it's more likely they'll keep him and either pay him, or they'll have an uncomfortable fifth-year option year where he's unhappy about it and his Instagram features all sorts of things that are not him dancing and maybe have emojis and all that. But realistically, that's probably what they'd like to do the most.
Michael, what do you think they want in terms of draft pick compensation if they do deal him?
That's a great question. And I know they're looking at people in the middle of the draft right now, which they're at 31, but they're kind of looking in that, you know, 10 to 20 range in terms of, you know, taking a closer look at some of the players who might be there that they may not have done quite as much work on, which tells me, you know, teams like the Steelers, the Colts, the Jaguars, who are in that range, theoretically, may be in play. Now, I actually believe, based on my latest information, the Steelers are not in play, but
we'll table
that for a second. Let's, you know, because that can change in a heartbeat, right? Omar could send a text to John Lynch right now, and all of a sudden they're in play. So if you're the 49ers, I think you're looking at, okay, if we got that pick, who's there? And, you know, the outside conventional wisdom is there are three receivers above the others who are much more plug and play, right? So if you thought you could get Harrison Jr. or Neighbors or Azunde, then you're probably thinking, you know what, they're not as good necessarily as Ayuk now, but, you know, close enough, and that solves our cap situation, and it's going to be messy otherwise and a lot of drama. On we go. If you're in that next tier, which, and there are a lot of really enticing prospects, I think you, for a team in win now mode, you know, it's a harder bridge. But, you know, teams always say, we want a high first round pick. And people trying to make trades always say, they're asking for too much. We'll give them two twos or whatever. There's always a point in the middle where it could get done. I believe if it gets done, you have to lay some groundwork because you got to talk to the agent and have a reasonable idea of what you're going to pay them if you acquire them. But I think if it gets done, it happens most likely when they're on the clock or the team in question is on the clock.
Mike Silver, NFL insider, longtime NFL reporter, now at the San Francisco Chronicles, had the best reporting on Brandon Ayuk over the last couple of days by far. So expand on why you said the Steelers are not in play right now, Michael.
I mean, I was told by somebody who's aware of what's going on Tuesday, early Tuesday, that, the Steelers had not made those kind of overtures. And remember, it's a three-pronged equation. They have to make the overtures to the 49ers, and they, at some point, have to communicate with the agent and get that ball rolling. So based on my information at that time, that ball was not rolling, nor had the groundwork really been laid. But, these things can happen reasonably fast. I haven't followed up on that since. I think the case for a team like the Steelers is, this is the question you ask for a team like the Steelers. Are you desperately trying to win in 2024, the whole thing, everybody says they are, and the Steelers have won so many Super Bowls, but, you know, maybe they're building something for 25, 26. I don't know. If the answer is not, we're desperate to win in 2024, wouldn't you rather have the young receiver with upside and a rookie deal to sort that out than a guy you're paying so much, even though he is obviously a very good player and a proven commodity? Everybody has their own evaluations of these receivers, and it's possible that quietly either the 49ers, value one of these other guys outside the top three that much. And it's also possible the Steelers have decided that none of the other people are that great and they could get someone who's pretty darn good. So that's kind of the calculus. Yeah, I think there's a lot of talk about trades and a lot of poking around, and trades happen, but I think you would agree that for the most part, teams end up staying on the clock and just taking someone, and we're all kind of bored by it usually. You know, and I've been in war rooms too, and war rooms can be boring too. It doesn't mean you can't get action. There have obviously been some big, big moves that we all remember before and during the draft, but the 49ers are at 31, and I have this sinking feeling that I'm going to sit in a media room, consume about 90,000 calories, watch TV, and they're either going to take like some boring offensive lineman or trade back and get to like 36, and I'll go home and do it again tomorrow.
I mean, all things considered, not a horrible way to spend a Thursday, Michael.
No, it's a privilege. It's
what many of us will be doing otherwise, just in our comfort of our own living rooms. Really quick here, this is more of an opinion for you on Ayuk the player. We've had a back and forth in this studio about how good we think he is. I think Andrew thinks a little more highly of him than I do, but How good is Brandon Ayuk? If a team does trade for him, what are they getting? Are they getting somebody who was propped up a little bit or inflated by that great offensive system, or somebody who was more a core reason why that system works?
That's a great question. You know, that system is built for Debo and him and Kittle, and it really started with Jimmy Garoppolo, the ability to deliver accurate medium-range passes and short passes with run after the catch opportunity, and he's burgeoned into what they hoped he could be, both in terms of maturity and ability. He's a ferocious blocker, which Kyle Shanahan values a ton, and he has a special connection with Brock Purdy, which has some value too. You wonder, is he a guy who has gotten totally mature and once he gets paid is going to try to take it up a notch, or is he going to revert maybe to some of his old habits and be like, maybe I'm just not that into it. That's people around the league wondering. Yeah. You know, as someone who's been around him, I think he's obviously really, really good in that system. You know, Debo Samuel is really a novelty piece that has more value in that system than anywhere else because of his multi-positionality and the things that they've been able to do with him schematically and running the ball. They don't really have a true one. If you're looking for a true one, if you're trying to get Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson or Julio Jones in his prime and pay accordingly in terms of compensation and money, that's not, in my opinion, what Brandon Ayuk is. But he's really, really good. He's really close to that. He seems to be getting better. And, you know, with the right quarterback who's really accurate and can get him the ball in the right places, he could be even more special. So as that pertains to the Steelers, it's really intriguing because, you know, he'd be their best guy. You know, Russell Wilson throws a great deep ball. I think he's got potential, Ayuk, to kind of increase his production there. You know, Justin Fields is obviously going to have the threat of the run like no other, and that opens some things up in the middle of the field. So, you know, I don't hate it for the Steelers, but, you know, I also don't know their evals on the other people they could get at that spot.
Michael Silver, been reading him for a while and watching him on TV, does a great job covering the NFL, and he's with the San Francisco Chronicle right now, and his writing on Ayuk has been very informative and the best that we found. So thanks so much, Mike, for coming out with us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great 3-day extravaganza, and I hope it's fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.